whoever the Democratic nominee, he'll be running against an opponent who enjoys all the advantages of being the incumbent. One of those many advantages is the opportunity to speak to the nation at length in the annual State of the Union address. President Bush is preparing to deliver this address, his third, Tuesday evening. NPR's White House correspondent Don Gagne joins me now to give us a preview. Hi, Don.
Hi there.
So what is the president expected to say? Why don't we start first on foreign policy? I would imagine a lot will be devoted to Iraq.
Absolutely. A senior administration official is saying that the key message there will be that this is still a nation at war, that there are still serious risks out there, but that there is, the administration says, a great deal of progress to report. And he will point out that in Iraq and in Afghanistan, 50 million Muslims have been liberated from tyrannical regimes. Look for that kind of a focus. Don't look for him to mention the Iraqi weapons of mass destruction, which the administration says Saddam Hussein had, and still maintains that he had. Instead, the president will stress that the U.S. did the right thing. And even if he doesn't have WMDs to point to, he does have Saddam Hussein in custody. So also other foreign policy issues. Libya will be held up as an example of a country that has decided to come around as a result of U.S. pressure.
And on the domestic side of things?
The domestic issues are certainly what people care about in an election year, but it's an area that's the most difficult for the president. The economy is starting to move out of a recession, and the president will really boast about growth in the third quarter, and he may talk about expected fourth quarter growth. But job growth is still very sluggish, and there has been a net loss of millions of jobs since the president took office. So he will talk about how he's not satisfied until every American who wants a job has a job. One thing he'll do to promote his economic programs is to call for the tax cuts that have been passed over the last 3 years, all of which have an expiration date. He'll call for them all to be made permanent.
Has the president, in a sense, preempted himself? Last week he talked about the space mission, the plan to put a permanent base on the moon and then move on to Mars. I mean, that's the sort of big thing that presidents often leave for the State of the Union.
Right, and don't forget the big announcement on immigration policy already this year. I think they want to demonstrate that this is a president with a lot of big ideas. He will talk about those things. Don't be surprised if there's something we don't know about that he drops on us in the State of the Union, but don't look for it to be something particularly expensive.
NPR's White House correspondent Don Gagne. Thanks very much, Don.
My pleasure.